Today's daf is Ksubis, daf Nun Beis, and we are on Nun Aleph Mabeis, the second to last line, as we continue discussing the various Tnai Ksuba that were mentioned. So we're in the discussion of Pidyon, discussion of redeeming a wife if Rachman al-Aslan, she gets captured, and the language of the Tnai Ksuba that the Mishnah mentioned on Amud Aleph yesterday was, when it's an Eshes Yisrael, Vosvinach Leila into, I will return you to be my wife, and that we have the Diak of the Rambam, and the Ar Sameach, that he has to at least live with her a little bit before he would want to, even if he would want to divorce her. But by a Kohenes, we say, Ahadrinech Limedinasek. By a Kohenes, we know Eshes Kohen, Shenansa, is a Surah Labayala, so by Shvuya, we have to be worried about that. So that is why we say, I'll bring you back, but I'm not going to live with you again, because Eshes Kohen is Asa. Remember, there were some Tanoim that were Mekel regarding Shvuya. Remember, we had back in the second parak, the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda was Mako when it came to the status of Shvuya. Do you have to assume that something happened or not? Or that was the discussion we had back then. But and there was other Tanan that might have agreed with him. But either way, that was the accepted approach, was that we have to assume that something might have happened, and therefore we have to be Machmir, and that's what the Mishnah is assuming. Vosfinach le'intu. Oh, Vosfinach le'intu only applies to an Eishes Yisrael, but when it comes to an Eishes Kohen, we say Vajrinech le'medina sech. Right, that was towards the end. I'm trying to find it for a second. Towards the end of the that parak, I'm not going to go through it right now. Okay, Amar Abaya, Amana leKohen Gadol Chayiv Lifdosa. So everything we've spoken about in terms of pidyon applies to a regular married couple beheter. What if they're married beisser? So, for example, Almana leKohen Gadol. So when he takes her back, so he's not going to be able to live with her because he was living with her in sin at first. But we know, Amana leKohen Gadol, there is Tfisas Kiddushin, they are married, are there Tnai Ksuba? So the Gemara says later on, there are Tnai Ksuba that have to do with their getting divorced. But there are no Tnai Ksuba regarding when they are married, because we don't want them to stay married. So the regular Tnai Ksuba of their being married doesn't apply. Rashi on the bottom quotes this, Amana leKohen Gadol, Kaim lon leKaman, we paskin later on in Perek Amana Nizonis, Yesh la Ksuba, Vitnai Ksuba, an Amana leKohen Gadol gets paid a Ksuba, and Tnai Ksuba, Hahu de la Mishkal ulamefakai, everything that has to go with going in and going out of the marriage, Aval Tnai Ksuba de la Mekim Kameh, but Tnai Ksuba that has to do with staying married, Kigon, Mizonos, Refua, so then Amrina Biyavamas de Lesla. So that she doesn't have. So what's Pidyon considered? What's today? So Abaya says that Pirkona is considered Isla, why Rashi de Meikarish Tabidla. Right? It was Nishtabid from the first moment of going in of the marriage. Shahare Aflik Shera Lohaya Mas Devosfinach into El Adrinach Limidinaseh. Even for a Kshera, for an Ashes Kohen, we say, I will return you. So here too, says Abaya, even though the wife is not going to return to the husband because it's an Aveira, it's Amana leKohen Gadol, still he has a chiyuv to be po to her. Shani Karebo Uba Kohenes Adrinech Limidinaseh. Because by a Kohenes, I also have a parallel type of chiyuv pidyon. So here too, meaning there's a chiyuv pidyon even by cases where they're not going to be remarried afterwards, they're not going to be able to stay married. Abaya says it extends there. But mamzeres v'nesina liYisrael ain't a chayav lifdosa. But by mamzeres v'nesina liYisrael, he has no chiyuv. By an Eishes Kohen, he already wrote in the Ksuba a more inclusive lashon, and therefore he has a chiyuv to be pode his asura wife. But by Yisrael, he's the dafka says vosvinach leila into. I'm going to return you to the wife, and here that can't be by mamzeres v'nesina she'ain ani kareba vosvinach leila into, because we do not apply in that case the phrase of I will turn you to my wife, and therefore he does not have to redeem her. That's the bias chiluk between a kohen and a Yisrael. Rava Amar, Rava says no. Rava says there's no chilek. Kol she'iser shviya gorem la chayiv lifdosa. If the only problem involved in this case is the iser of shviya, that the shviya might have been nansa, then chayiv lifdosa, that's where he has a chiyuv to be po to her. If there's no other aveira involved, iser davar acher gorem la eino chayiv lifdosa. But if there's any other Aveira involved, in either case, he doesn't have a Chiyuv. Meaning, even in the first case, even Aman al-Kohen Gadol, Rava says he would not have to redeem her. That's the machlokas between Abaya and Rava. See the first skinny line in Rashi? Aval ba'Aman al-Kohen Gadol paligale. V'yamar me'ikara lo ishtabid l'Kohenes. Right, he's not, wasn't Meshubit at the beginning of the marriage. Vahadrinich lemedinasech. Elamachmas shahasra shvuyalov. Avolanasaras machmas davar acher, lo nishtabed, disnaik suba, di Yisrael, vekoein shavin. They're equal, tsnaik suba, of a kohen and a Yisrael. The only difference in detail is if there's a nishbeis situation. But other than that, everything is equal. Machlokas between Abaya and Rava. We know Mamzer, Mamzeres state is a very tragic state, one of the biggest tragedies in all of the world of halacha. After all, it's not by any fault of the child. Mamzer Mamzeres, it was the parents of Avera, and the child gets affected. The parents aren't even affected. It's a very difficult situation. In the days of the earlier days, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, right, there was a way out of Mamzer, as the Rabbi Tarfon writes in Mishneh Maseches Kedushin, Yecholim Mamzerin Litaher, by marrying a Shivcha Kenanis, by selling himself to it as an Eved Ivri, marrying a Shivcha Kenanis, at least their children will then be non-Jews, and they would have to convert. Right, you can't just marry a Shivcha Kenanis. She's semi-non-Jewish. An Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shivcha Kenanis. So if somebody, a Mamzer, makes himself into an Eved Ivri and then marries a Shivcha Kenanis, which the Torah sanctions, the children are not really Jewish. They convert and they're not Mamzerim. Right? In other words, that was Rabbi Tarfon's Heter in the Mishnah in the second half of Maseches Kiddushin. But the Poskim say that Bizman HaZeh, that doesn't work because we don't have the status of Eved Ivri Bizman HaZeh when there's no Yovel, there's no way out. So that status doesn't work. Rav Soloveitchik's phrase when they asked him about this was, Lincoln freed the slaves. What did he mean by that? He meant halachically, there's no status in generally all the countries of the world, legal status of Eved Ivri, and therefore you can't, one cannot create that status halachically if it's not recognized by the governments, and therefore, Rachman al-Islan, there's no way out then in a mutter way, Bizman Hazeh. Okay, Lema Kitanoi. So let's say this machlok is between Abaya and Rava, whether an Almana Lekohen Gadol the husband has a Chiyuv Liftosa, whether that would apply or not, maybe that's a machlokas tanon. So lema ketanoi. Hamadir es ishto v'nishbeis. If somebody makes a neder against his wife, madir es ishto. What type of neder? Rashi milanoslo. Right, she cannot get any benefit from me. Madir es ishto v'nishbeis, and then she becomes a shvuya. So again, this is a case where he's not going to be able to bring her back as a wife, because he made a neder. But this is a self-imposed situation. Right, this isn't an Aveira, objectively from the Torah. So, do we say there's a Chiyuv? Because after all, he can't be Vajrinach Leila into. So what's the halacha? Hamad is Ishav and Ishbeis. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Podeh, Venosin Luxubasa. Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, we Podeh. He has to redeem her. Venosin Luxubasa, he has to pay her the Ksuba. Why does he have to pay her the Ksuba? Right, the marriage is finished. He was the one that caused these problems. We're going to learn later on in the Mishnayos, in the Ayins, that there are various bases for divorce. Various bases for divorce. Right, the Gemara will say, have a discussion on Daf Ayin and on Daf Ayin Beis. What is basis for divorce? Elu Yotza Shalom Biksuba. Daf Ayin Beis of an Aleph. Right, Elu Yotzi's Biksuba. When does a woman get divorced with a Ksuba, when without a Ksuba? So Chazal say, well, it depends the type of reason that the divorce is taking place. If it's the man's fault at all, then obviously he has to pay the ksuba. But if it's the woman's fault, it depends. Is it something to do with the marriage? If it's something to do with the marriage, her behavior is undermining the marriage, then he has a chiyuv to divorce her without a ksuba. If it's stam, a different reason, but nothing to do with the marriage, divorcing her for a different reason, so then he can divorce her, but has to pay the ksuba. So that's what the Mishnah says. Let's, for example, at the Ayin Beis of an Aleph, in the seventh parak, Ve'elu Yoti Shalom B'ksuba. So who goes out without a ksuba? So Ho'veras Haldas Moshe Valdas Yehudis. Right, Das Moshe. Right, different laws Daraisa. If he gives her husband food that is not kosher, that's understood as undermining the marriage. Misham Shaso Nida. She does not tell him, and she does not keep Taras Mishpacha. That's called undermining the marriage. Right, not Stamina Vera. This is undermining the marriage, and therefore this affects. Lo kotzel l'chala, no deres v'nuk, she makes nedarim and she doesn't fulfill them. Why is that connected to the marriage? So the Gemara there says, because the avon of nedarim unfulfilled is banim mesim, rachmana l'tzlan. So that's undermining the marriage. So there are other women that are yotzos with ksuba, okay, different levels of types of averas, but again, it depends if the avera is connected to the institution that she's involved with or not. Mashal amad redoma. Not exactly the same idea, but it's a mashal. The Gemara tells us elsewhere in Yuma, we discussed this at Navi Shir, recently, what's the difference between, asked the Gemara, that David HaMelech did many averas, or a number of averas, and yet he didn't lose the malchus for those averas. Right, the whole second half of Shmuel Aleph, he's running away, but what's Shmuel bet? Shmuel bet is a lot of it is an onesh for the David and Bathsheba. So he did a lot of averis, but he kept the malchus. Shaul HaMelech did one, maybe two, and he lost it. Why? What's the difference? David did a lot, then Shaul did a lot. So why is it fair? So the Mefarshim explain, the Sefer HaYikarim explains, that Shaul's avera had to do with being a melech. It was inherent in the job. Meaning, what was his avera? As many, if you look at the psukim, you don't even need the mafarshim. The psukim emphasize that he was influenced by the am. He couldn't rule over the am. Everything he did was because the am. He didn't wait a week for Shmuel to bring the karbanos that he was supposed to bring because the am was dispersing and he was nervous. By a malik, right? Parsha Zachar. He didn't wipe out a malik because the am wanted to bring karbanos and he was scared of the am and the am was chamad. Everything's the am. He didn't rule over the am. So his Avera had to do with being a Melech. To be a proper Melech, you have to be able to rule over them. Som tazim alecha Melech. And that's why he lost the Malchus. David's Averas were personal. Everybody has Averas. Okay, David's father didn't have any Averas. But David, everybody has Averas. So they're personal, but that doesn't mean that you lose the Malchus for it. It didn't have to do with the institution of Malchus. That's the beautiful Medrash in Shmuel. When David HaMelech brings the Aron back to Yerushalayim after being in Kiryas Aron for 20 years, and he dances, and he makes a whole parade, and he's schwitzing, and he's rolling up his sleeves, and the daughter of Shaul, looks outside the window and sees and is very embarrassed. And he says to David when he comes home after a long day, oh great, what a great day for Klal Yisrael that all the lowly maidservants saw the arms of the king of Israel. That's what she says to me. She's like, how can you do this in front of everybody? And David says, a very unusual pasuk, he says, Hashem chose me instead of your father. That's the pasuk. And the Yalkut Shimoni on Sefer Shmuel there says, what David was saying is that your father lost it because he cared about what everybody else thought. I do what I know is right, and I know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and that's why I'm the Melech. That's what she, Dafka, Bashol. But that's why David didn't lose it, because it was personal. So similar idea here. If a spouse undermines the marriage because of the marriage, so then that's going to be a problem. You're going to lose the marriage and the ksuba. If it's a separate avera, okay, there might be a reason for divorce, right? Whatever avera, she just wears shatnez all day. I mean, I know that might not be grounds for divorce, but other types of averas that don't have to do with the marriage, that would be a difference. So I want to always keep that in mind when we talk about those cases of the Ayin, but that's the Perek Hamadir. So that's what's being referred to here. Okay, back to our Gemara. So a man makes a neder, his wife cannot get any benefit from him, and then she becomes a shvuya. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Eliezer says that he still has to redeem her and pay her the ksuba. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no sin la ksubasa ve'ena podeh. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, he does not have a chiyuv to be poda her. He pays her the ksuba, and he is not poda her. Why? Because he cannot fulfill here vadrinich leila into. He cannot fulfill here that I'm going to return her to be my wife. So Amar Rabbi Nasan, sha'alti yasumchis, k'sha'amar Rabbi Yeshua. When Rabbi Yeshua says he has no chiyuv, no sin la ksuba ve'eno poda, when he said that, he does not have to redeem her, he just has to pay her the ksuba, and then she could somehow be poda herself. Kishihidira ula basof nishbeis, is that only where the nether was taken before the capture? O bishanisbeis ula basof hidira. Or is that even if the nether takes place after the capture? The Amarli, and he said to me, lo shamati, sumcha says, I didn't hear anything beferish, but I have an intuition. I have a hunch. Venir and advarim kishidira ula basof nishbeis. I think it's only where the nether came first. Why? Because if not, the guy can play games. The Amrit. Because if you say that even if he's no there afterwards, then he can just be married, meaning he doesn't want to go through the whole trouble of having to redeem her. So right when he hears about it, he'll make a neder. He'll be madder from her nechassim. But mainly he won't have to redeem her. So that's why Simcha says, my feeling is that he cannot do it in this direction. But either way, what's the machlokas about? Right, this is another case where he's not going to be able to fulfill literally Vahadrinach Leila into. So my love, B'madir, what case are we talking about? So my love, isn't it a case of B'madir Ashes Kohen Kamiflagi? Aren't we talking about a case of an Ashes Kohen by an Ashes Yisrael Lechora? Everybody would agree, says Rashi, that he does not have to redeem her. Because you can't fulfill what the Ashes Yisrael was Makabelas and Erksuba. But by an Ashes Kohen, so maybe that's the machlokas. The case is Eishes Kohen, va'abaya da'amar k'Rabbi Eliezer, and Abaya, who said Amana l'Kohen Gadol as a chiyuv, holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that there's a chiyuv here too, because you can fulfill, I'll return you to your country, v'rava da'amar k'Rabbi Yeshua, and Rava holds like Rabbi Yeshua, in that the only time that there's a chiyuv pidyon is if the only problem is the shivya. But if there's any other problem, whether it's a neder, whether it's a monol kohen gadol, there wouldn't be a chiyuv. So shall we say this is a machlokas tanoim? So Gemara says there is nothing pushing you in that direction. Lo, hachamayaskinan, first suggestion, kigonshin nadra ihi vikayim lahu. No, maybe the case over there is where she made the neder. She made the nether. We know when a woman makes a nether, when a wife makes a nether, if it is a nether that either is self torturing, rather something suffering caused to her, meaning she can't eat something, she can't wash, or it's something that's called Dvarim Shebein Oloveina, something that affects him, I'm never going to put on makeup, I'm never going to, you know, something that affects the relationship, so the husband has a right to be made for that nether. How long? The day he hears. So what happens if, what if she made an ad there, and he gave his stamp of approval on it? He was not made for it. So what is that considered? Purely her ad there, or his ad there? So that's the machlokas here. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, who knows in Espa Bein Shineha. It's his fault also. Literally, he stuck his finger between her teeth, and therefore, it's his fault too, so he still has to have the chiyuv of pidyon. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, he nas na'esva bein shineha. No, it's her fault. She's the one that did it. Let's explain. It was her neder, and therefore, he has no chiyuv to redeem her. Says the Gemara, he nas na'esva bein shineha, ksuba maya viditza. If it's her neder, then he should be able to divorce her even without a ksuba. As we just said, making a neder of not getting any benefit from the husband is undermining the marriage. So what do you mean, pay the ksuba and not be poda? Visu, and also, Amar Rabbi Nasan, Sha'alti Yasumchis, Kish Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Notzin Lak Subasavena Poda, I asked Rabbi Yeshua, when he said pay the ksuba and not be poda, Kishidira Labasof Nishbase, O Kish Nishbase Labasof Idira, as we had the question up above, Va'amar Lo Shamati, and he said, I didn't hear. But I think this, but v'ib de nadra ihi, if it's that she made the neder, then what difference does it make? Mali hidira labasof nishbeis, mali nishbeis labasof hidira. His whole answer of, it looks like ha'arama, it looks like a trick if he makes the neder afterwards, that whole answer doesn't make sense. She's making the neder here. So the whole echitimsi wouldn't fit into Sumchas' answer. So Gemara rejects that suggestion. That's what the machlokas is about. But the Gemara again says, you don't have to say it's a machlokas tanoim, ela, la'olam, da'adra ihu. He made the neder, the abaya mataris letaimei, v'rava mataris letaimei. And each one will be able to hold like both opinions. I mean, we'd rather not say, the assumption of the Gemara always, we'd rather not say that a machlokas amaram is the machlokas tanoim, because then why didn't they just quote the machlokas tanoim? Why they said their own opinion? If they say their own opinion, it sounds like it's a separate machlokas. So that's what the Gemara says here. Each one could hold like both opinions. Abaya Matari Slitamei, Abaya, who was the first opinion before, holds like both. Abaya, who said, Amana Lekohen Gadol, there's a Chiv to be Podeh. That's different than our case. Amana Lekohen Gadol, Kuli Amalo Pligiyah, the Chayav Leftosa. Everybody agrees to what I said before, says Abaya. Amana Lekohen Gadol, there's a Chiv to be Podeh, because you could fulfill the Pasuk of, I'll return her to her country. Mamzeres v'nesina liYisrael kuli amalo pligi deinu chayav leftosa. In the other case, every degree says no chiyuv, because by an Eishes Yisrael, it says I'll return you to be my wife, and that can't happen here. Mader Eishes Kohen, Nami Kulei Amalo Pligi. And by Mader Eishes Kohen also, everybody agrees, the Chayav Leftosa, the Hainu Almana LeKohen Gadol. Everyone would agree, where he makes a Neder, or Almana LeKohen Gadol, both of those, he's usher to bring her back as a wife, but that's fine, because Eishes Kohen doesn't get that in her Ksuba. It just says, I'll return you to your country. So what's the machlokas about? Ki pligi b'mader eishes Yisrael. The machlokas, Abaye would say, is about mader eishes Yisrael. What's the case? Rebbe Eliezer. Meaning, what's the unique case of mader eishes Yisrael? When they first got married, she was muteres. But later on, she became asura. So what does the Tanai Ksuba go by? Do you go by the reality at the beginning? Do you go by the reality at the end? That's the machlokas. Rebbe Eliezer azel basar meikara, and therefore he has a chiyuv because there was a shas heter then. Rebbe Yeshua azel basar basof. Yeshua goes by sof. So it's a special, limited machlokas within the world of Tanai Ksuba. What determines if something changes in the middle? That's Abaya. And Rava Mataris the Taimei, and Rava can also say, according to his own Shita, explain both opinions according to himself. Amana lekohen gadol mamzeres v'nisina liYisrael, kuli amala pligi dina chayav leftosa. Everybody agrees, by the two cases of problematic halachic marriages, there is no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv, because only if there's a problem of capture, that's the only thing that the Ksuba takes into account. Ki pligi b'madir b'ein Eishes Kohen u'b'ein Eishes Yisrael. But the machlokas is not only by Eishes Yisrael. Machlokas is across the board. By madir. Rebbe Elazar azel basar mi'ekar, Rebbe Yeshua azel basar basof. Same machlokas. But Rava has the option of saying it's even by Eishes Yisrael, even by Eishes Kohen, not only by Eishes Yisrael. Period. And the Rambam Paskins. And the Rambam Paskins in this case, like Rava, right? This is not one of the Yalkagams. So the Rambam Paskins, that in all these cases, there would be no, there would be no chiyav. Ha'isha shaisa asura al baila me'isure lavin v'nishbeis eino chayav levdosa. Right? They were living in sin as it is. Elanosin laksubasa v'hitiftes atzma. V'alashvuya asura lakawain. V'ariyu podosa. V'pnishlo haisa asura mikodem v'isra shvuyu shagaram la. Right? That is the only, Isra'si Paskins like Rava, it is not one of the Yalkagabs. Okay, we continue. Nishbeis Tudat. Nishbeis Chayav Leftosa. V'chulu. As we said in the Mishnah, once she becomes Nishbeis, he's Chayav Po to her. Even if he wants to say Gita V'ksubasa V'tiftas Atzma, he's not allowed to say that. Different than the case of getting sick, which we'll, Be'ez Hashem, get back to. Tana Rabbanan, Nishbeis Bechaye Baila V'yachar Gach Meis Baila. What happened if she became Nishbeis and then Rachman al-San, her husband, died? So now what happens? What about the Yarshim? Hikerba Baila Yarshim Chayev Leftosa. If the husband knew about it during his lifetime, then the chiyuv transfers down. Lo hikir ba baila einar shen chayim leftosa. Very unusual type of limitation. Why should the husband's knowledge have anything to do with it? If it's a financial chiyuv, either it starts at the moment the ksuba is written, or it starts at the moment that the event takes place. Why should the knowledge of the husband have anything to do with it? But that's what the first sheet, the Tanakhama, holds. Levi Savar Lamevit Uvda Kiyamas Nisa. And Levi wanted a paskin based on this Braisa. And Amalei Rav, Hachi Amar Chavibi. No, Chavibi told me. Who's Chavibi? Chavibi is Rabbi Chiya. That's his uncle. Right, a few times in Shas. Rav's uncle, Rabbi Chiya, is referred to as Chavibi. Less Hilchuz, Kiyamas Nisa. We're not paskin that way. Ela Kiyadatanya. We paskin that Pidyon is a personal Chiyav. Nishbeis lachar misas bayla ein ha'isam chayim leftosa. If she's nishbeis, if she's captured after the husband died, the yisomim have no chiyuv. Velo od, and not only that, ela afilo nishbeis b'chayim bayla. Even during her husband's life, v'yachach meis bayla ein ha'isomim chayim leftosa. Shein ani kareba vosvinach leintu. Because you know, that what meaning? We're asking, why is this sign different than all the other tzayim that the Yarshim have to fulfill? Because this has something to do with being personally back together in the relationship. And because that's not going to happen if he died, that's why the chiyuv is not there. So, meaning, somebody has a chiyuv. Bezdin has a chiyuv. Klal Yisrael has a chiyuv. But it just means that the Yarshim wouldn't have to use their money to be poder. Period. Okay, so now we get into a little more general pidyon shvuyim, as the Mishnah in Meseches Gittin discusses. But once we're talking about Shevi, Now, the Gemara generalizes it. Tana Rabbana. Nishbeis. Maybe we'll actually spend more time on Amud Beis today. Nishbeis vayimi makshim imenu adasar bedameha. What happens if she's nishbeis and they're asking him 10 times her value? Adasara bidameha. 10 times her value. So Pam Rishona Pode. The first time, he has to redeem her. Pode. Even if it's more money, right? Even though it's way more than the ksuba, right? Pam Rishona Pode. Mikan ve'elach. Ratza Pode. Ratza Eino Pode. But after that, he only has one chiyav. Rashi says on the bottom, Delo takina barabanan elachad pidyon. Right? That's the takana drabanan is once. If she's somebody that the Shvuyos like, we don't say, you know, Nistachba Sadeyu, his bad luck, and, you know, it's his, no, one time there's a Takana of Chiyah Pidyon, and besides that, it goes on to Bezdin. That is the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Ein Poden as a Shvuyon Yoser Akhtay de Mehen, Mepre Tikana Olam. Shimon Gamliel says, no, you never are redeemed for more than the value. More than the value. Why Tikkun Olam? What is Tikkun Olam? So the Gemara in Gittin discusses this. What the reasons of Tikkun Olam? Either you don't want to make them poor. You don't want to make the Jewish people poor. Number two, you don't want them to do it again. They see they get a lot of money. So then they're going to do it again. So you never redeem for more than Kedei de Mehen. Let's continue to the two dots, and then we'll talk about this. Says the Gemara, HaMichdei Demein Podin. What? But according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if it's at their value, by the way, what does their value mean? Rashi says the amount of value that they could be Nimkar Ke'eved Bashuk. That's what value means. The Meiri says no. That does not what it means. It means not as an Eved, but based on who they were, their Chashivus. Hard to give a price tag on that, but the Meiri doesn't say it's just about an Eved. But either way, let's go with Rashi. So the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says not more, but Kedidimian Podin, Ava Gavte Pirkona Yosrak Subasa, even if it's worth more than the Ksuba, meaning worth more than 200, worth more than the whole Ksuba, Baramini, but we learned in a Brisa, Nishbeis Vayimivakshmi Menu Adasar Biksubasa, Pam Rishona Pode, Mikan Ve'elach, Ratsa Pode, Rezeino Pode, Tanakam is the same. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Imaya Perkona Yo Kenega Ksubasa Pode, Imaveno Pode. You don't do more than the Ksuba. So how could the other first prices say more than Kedei Demehen? So answer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Tre Kule Islay. So whichever one is less. Whichever one is less, Kedei Demehen or Ksuba, that's the one that you go by. So this is the rule that the Rambam quotes. We're not Pode Shvuyon Yoser Mi Kedei Demehen. The Radvaz has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Mem, where he discusses Sha'al Tamimani, Odia Chadaiti, that which it says, we're not Podesh Shvuyan Yosrach Mikadei Demehen. Ivai Demehem Kevin Anim Kabashuk, or Avi Demehem Koshim Karmna Shvuyim Akum. What does Demehen mean? What we just alluded to. Is it whatever they're sold for in the market, or is it the going rate for captured prisoners? Right? What's Kedei Demehen? So, Rahman al-Athana was a more common occurrence 500 years ago in the days of the Radvaz. Says the Radvaz, Kfar Nagu, Kol Yisrael, Livdos, and this is very, Rachman al-Tanah al-Chal Maisa, over the past years, Kfar Nagu, Kol Yisrael, Livdos, Es HaShvuyim, Yoser Mikdei Demehen, Hanim Karim Bashuk. Kla Yisrael has the minhag of spending a lot of money to get Shvuyim back, says the Radvaz. Shaharei Zakein, O Katan, Ein Shave, Bashuk, Yoser Me'asara Dinarim, O Podin Oso Bekufo Yoser. Why? Because the time of the mill, so we want the Jews back. Harayanu roim bismanazeh shashavoyim ein yotim lechadchila b'shvil Yisrael. They don't generally, at least in his day, Ravaz lived in Egypt a lot of his life, right? They don't go out to get Jews. Ella lekomi sheimsu, whoever they find. Hilkach afilu shapodin otam yoser mimasha shave bashuk kivan shein podin otam yoser mashen niftim shar akum mutter. Right? Even since you're fine, it's more than nimka bashuk, but you're going for the going rate for other ransom prisoners. So Rav Ah says the reasons for the limit does not apply. V'hanach lem liYisrael sheim gom lechesed b'nei gom lechesed. V'ach igal meidag mimas nisan. Right, and that's what it says in the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say that we just quoted? Ein poden as hashvuyim yoser michdei. It doesn't say mishdei shivu yehen el yoser michdei demehen. Mashma demehem shel shvuyim haragi b'kol hashvuyim. Fine. Then he says, "V'im tomar harayanu roam shapodin osam yoser michdei demei shar shvuyim umaisem bechol yom." But we Jews, we offer them even more. V'chein amar belasasik b'mitzvah zorei zemeshubach. So he says four reasons.
Four reasons why we end up doing this. Number one, chada. Number one, sheish akum shavui shepodos obeirach zeh. Sometimes there are some non-Jews also that get redeemed for a very high ransom. It's not only Jews. Number one. Number two, many times there's a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says in Gittin there's no limit for a Talmud Chacham. Oh, shema yish bahem ketanim ya'avirim al hadas. Nim sashina nupodim el hadas. Ubederakal kvosanosam, lechalosh abasos, umoados, umyasunosam. The chulu, we're redeeming a religion here. The kivan da adavar safek, hanach lam liyisrael, v'yachzik v'mida, let him go. V'su she'ina nukofim osam. And also, we're not forcing this anyway. People are volunteering. People are being misnadev. Ein kan beis mechosh, mitzvah rabbe, v'yafen nagu la'achzik v'mida z'avram avinu alav ha'shalom, t'chsiv nidive amim am elokei Avraham.
According to the pasuk that we say before the tkiyas. That's the radvaz. Again, this is a big issue, right? This is just about money. Right, a totally separate issue is, you know, the issue of prisoners for prisoners. That gets into a totally separate issue of creating more, not just that they'll do it again, but that you are creating more sakana by allowing out more, murderers. Right, that's totally separate from this. It's related, but a totally separate issue. If you look in the, Rav Schechter has in Be'ikvei Atzon, in Siman Lamed Beis, he discusses in 1970 the Jews were taken, and Rav Huttner was one of the captured prisoners. Famous, he wrote about this when Rav Huttner was taken. I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that they let out the prisoners little by little. So when Rav Huttner was let out, they had a whole welcome for him at Kennedy Airport and they had a whole music set up, and they let everything, the big party. And when they get out, and the music started playing, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Gadol Hador, the Posek, went over to the music and said, "You can't play." He said, "What's the problem?" He says, "There are still people that are still captured. What are you playing?" "I'm very happy. I'm also here for Rav Huttner. But if there are still families that are still davening to get their relatives out, you can't play. You need a Rav Moshe Feinstein to be so sensitive." But he says there, in the, he has this, Rav Schechter has in Be'ikvei Atzon there, a discussion of, you know, people were talking at that time. Yosef Michtei Demehan, Rav Huttner is the Rosh Yeshiva, Talmud Chacham, are you Pote Yosef Michlei Shaviyam? And he quotes from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky at the time, there Rabbi Yaakov said that those rules don't apply in that circumstance. Why? The Kol Hach Dina, the Pinyon Shvuyim, Lesa Ela B'Shah Shalom. If there's peace in the world and somebody takes a captive, so then you have these certain rules. But what if it's Shas Melchama? Avol Shas Melchama, E.F. Shalomar, Shemechu Yavim Lahafsik Milochom, Amanas Leftosas Ashvuyim B'Mamon. We're giving them money to fight us. We're giving them more money to shoot us. Meaning, during the war, these rules don't apply. And he continues and says, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, it's still in a state of war. They weren't fighting at that moment. When were the wars? 1956, 1967, 1973. No. The whole time, we're still at Shas Melchama. We're still at Shas Melchama halachically. We still don't have peace. So the whole, all the rules are not off the table. There are different requirements and different standards that one has to go through. You can look there more in Siman Lamed Beis in Be'ikvei Hatzon. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, what was the next line in the Mishnah? Laksa chayav l'raposa. If she got sick, then he has a chiyav to do ripui, to heal her. The Ritva's medayik that it says laksa and not chalsa. Laksa means like she was hit with something. Chalsa would mean it's her fault. What if a woman did something silly? She went outside in the cold without a coat or whatever it is, and she got herself sick. It was her own fault. What if she ate something that she shouldn't have eaten? Right? So, Itafka says laksa, says the Ritva, that if it was her fault, then maybe the husband would not have a chiyuv to redeem. That's actually a machlokas achronim. Machlokas achronim, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes in the beginning of Siman Ayin Ches, if it was her pshia, if it was her pshia, by shvuya also. What if it was her fault that she went in a place, dangerous place, where, you know, that people capture? So is there a chiyuv? So there's machlokas achronim. Do you say shvuya and chola is the same standard? Or do you say one is worse than the other? So you have the achronim in both directions. The Beis Yaakov, the Nesivas, in Siman Ayin Ches, and the Pesachei Tshuva quotes achronim in both directions. But laksa chayiv lirap, chayiv liraposa in that case. The Chashuk Echemet discusses here.
What happens? It isha sherof eha his hiruha labal tochal ma'achalim misuyamim. The doctors tell her don't eat certain foods, and she can't overcome the taiva, and she eats, and she gets sick. The baal chayv in mizono is based on the foods that she ate. So he goes into her and says, well, there are different types of this type of category. There's kind of just like fatty foods, you know, stuff that we all shouldn't eat, but you know, come on, it's accepted. Fine. And then there are specific foods that are dangerous. I mean, they're all dangerous, but specifically that, I don't know, allergic. So the first time, how can you fault anybody? We all eat stuff that's not great for us. You know, that's life. But in terms of specific dangerous food, right, that is something that is, that might be, an issue. But in terms of the first thing, in terms of the just eating foods that are not perfect for you, it's hard to say that she doesn't have allowed to eat. Weiter, Tan Rabbanan, Amana nizaris b'nechse yisomim, v'tzricha refua. If an Amana requires mizonos from nechse yisomim, and she needs refua, meaning after her husband died, hari hika mizonos. Like Rashi said yesterday, refua is like mizonos. And therefore, the children have to be merapeh her. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, it depends. Refua sheyesh la kitzva, if it's a one-time fee, sheyesh la kitzva, to paying for a certain thing, then nisrapis b'ksubasa, then it comes from her ksuba money. Why? Because it's not similar to mizonos. She'ein la kitzva, but if it doesn't have a specific, it's infinite, meaning it's going to be an ongoing chiyuv, so that's like mizonos. Harike mizonos, just like mizonos is ongoing, so to this is ongoing. So the question is, what is it paid from? That's the shaila. Is it paid from the mizonos? Is it paid from the ksuba? Amr b'yochanan, asu akazes dam be'eretz Yisrael, kerefua she'en l'kitzvah. Right, bloodletting, we know, in the days of the Talmud, was assumed to be healthy. So in Eretz Yisrael, they treat it like a refua she'en l'kitzvah. It's constantly needed. Period. Krave the Rabbi Yochanan Havi Luhu Itas Abba Davis Sricha Refua Kol Yoma. A relative of Rabbi Yochanan had this case. A woman, the mother, needed Refua every day. So Asla Kamid Rabbi Yochanan, they came in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Luhu gives them advice. Izilu Kotsula Midila Rofe. Go to a doctor. Give her a one-time lump sum. One large lump sum that'll take care of her forever. And why is that better? Because then it's Yeshla Kitzva, and then it comes from the Ksuba. And then it doesn't come from the mizonos, which is more constant. So Rabbi Yochanan said that to her, and then Rabbi Yochanan felt bad. Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Oyvei, what did I do? Asinu atzmenu ka'archei adayanim. I made myself like somebody who sets up for the judges in orech din. And what did the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos? You can't be like an orech dayanim. You can't be someone who favors one and over the other. And I favor the relative here. So therefore, he was very upset. Meikara Maisavar Lobasov Maisavar. What did he originally think that it was okay, and then he changed his mind? What happened? So Meikara Savar Umibsar Chalo Tisaleim. At the beginning, he thought you got to take care of your relative. Umibsar Chalo Tisaleim. Ulobasov Savar Adam Chashev Shiny. And then he realized, you know, Adam Chashev is different. Adam Chashev always has to keep a higher standard, and therefore, in this case, he failed. People would learn, and it is inappropriate. So this Gemara and the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Al Taz Asmach Karcha Dayanim, is the source in life for how could there be something called a lawyer, right? In life, right? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Al Taz, right? It says in the first parak. You don't have to go far. The Mishnah is in the first parak. In the Yehuda ben Tabai Omer, Al Tas Asmacha Ka'orche Hadayanim. Don't make yourself like somebody who sets up for a judge. What does that mean? You help out one of the Bali Dinim and not the other Bali Din. So if a judge can't be like that, so being that is like, oh, it's like even worse. So how can there be something called a lawyer in Halacha? So it's amazing that the Gemara doesn't talk about this. Lawyers aren't mentioned in Shas. The Rishonim bring it up. And that's the Sugya called Ansler, Shvuas Daf Lamed. That's where all the Rishonim bring it up, and they all say it's okay. So you got to figure out why. You got to figure out it's okay. Why you're allowed to have a lawyer? And that's why the Bati Dinim have toe on him. But if you think about it, like, what do you mean I'm going to say something better than the Baal Din himself could say? That's Archei Adayanim. So why is that allowed? That's why the Rishonim, the Ritvin, Shvuas Daf Lamed, and the others all talk about Ansler, why it is not something that is a violation. Because you just read Rashi, look at Rashi, Karchei Adayanim. right? What's an orech din? Ohev echad mi baalei dinim. You love one of the parties, umatim zechuyosav ledayan, and you kind of like make proper the zechuyos in front of the judge. Va'orecha din lefnei adayan mazakoso, right? And you're set up the. That sounds mamish like what a lawyer does, right? But the answer is, so why is that allowed? That's the sugya, not really here. But again, like I said, in Shuas Daf Lamed, where the Rishonim discuss why it is okay. The Chazon Ish says, though, I mean, part of it is because there's implicit mechila, because both parties know that this is how the Beis Din functions. You get your best toein, and I get my best toein, and therefore we're basically mochel each other to be able to bring another representative. Right, that's the how it works. The Chazon Ish writes, though, that they have to realize that that's the case, that they're being mochel. They have to realize that that's the halacha. That's what the Chazon Ish writes in Choshe Mishpat, in Siman Daled, that they should be aware of the halacha, that, and they're both allowing each of the other representatives to bring a towing. Again, that's, again, the sugi is also, how much is Anter, what about Shluch Shalom Kamoso? But do you say that in Beis Din? That's a fascinating sugya in Shavuos on Daf Lamed. Okay, we don't have time to go through it now, but feel free to do the own research. And there are various other pshatim in the Mishnah, and Pirkei Avos there in the eighth Mishnah, there in the first parak. But we'll continue for now. Says the Mishnah, Lo Kasavla. See, just like we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, if he didn't write 200, 100, it's automatic. So now, Lo Kasavla, if he didn't write Banin Dichrin, we referred to this a few times, and now here it is. Ksubis banin dichrin, meaning the male sons of a woman. If the woman predeceases the husband and the husband gets remarried, all the monies and the dowry that the woman brought into the marriage is yarshed by her sons, not by any new sons that her husband has with another woman. So, lo kasav la, banin dichrin dieven l'chiminoi, inan yarshin kesav ksubasech, any male sons that you have from me, they will yarshin the kesav of your ksuba, yeser alchu keon de imachuon, besides what they split up the regular rusha with their other brothers, even if she didn't write that, chayiv shu tanai bezdin, it's still chayiv, he's still chayiv, because that's the tanai bezdin. That's also connected to the next one. Banin nukva dieven l'chiminoi, the female children that you have from me. Yevon yasvin beveisi, they'll sit in my house. Umitze minachasai, they'll get mizonos. Ad tilkuchon l'gufrin, until they're taken by men. Chayiv shutnai bezdin. All these things have to be, even if they're not written, it's as if they're written. At, and now you. He spoke about the boys, he spoke about the girls, now he's speaking about her. At, yasa beveisi, you will be able to sit in the house. Umitza minachasai, and beget mizonos. Call you may meagr almanusayich, beveisi, all the time that you're an almana. Chayiv, shehu, tonight, bezdin. Kachoyu, anche Yerushalayim, kosvin. That's what they used to write. Anche Galil, hayu kosvin, kachi Yerushalayim. They also used to write that way. Anche Yehuda Yekosvin, they used to write a little differently. Anche Yirtzu HaYarshin L'tein Lach Ksubaseich. Not until you get married, but until the Yarshin want to give you the Ksuba. Lefichach Im Ratzu Yarshin Nosun Lach Ksubasa Upotr Nosa. Therefore, the Yarshin have the option of paying the Ksuba instead of just supporting her until she would get remarried. There is, I should talk about it now, the Rush here. We referred to this a couple of days ago. The Rush on this Mishnah quotes a Machlokas Gaonim. Machlokas Gaonim, whether Ksubas Banin Dichrin applies Bizman Hazeh. The Rush quotes, Rav Matisyahu Gaon, Haya Omer, She'ein Danin, Ksubas Banin Dichrin Bizman Hazeh. You don't do it today. Why? Because the whole reason is because we want to make sure that the fathers give a big dowry to the daughter. Now they give a dowry anyway. They give a lot of money anyway. You don't need this motivation. And that's why the whole din of Ksubas Banin Dichrin doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. That is what Rabbi Tzio Gaon quotes, and that he quotes other Gaonim that argue. And the Shaila is asked, why shouldn't it apply? We have a rule in Maseches Beitza. If the Rabbanan make a din, then even if the reason does not apply anymore, the din still applies. Until you have a bezin that's godly men of B'chach v'vibinyan to uproot it. So why is it that we have here that if the reason doesn't apply, you know, the din might not apply? We always say, even if the reason doesn't apply. So says the Koheles Yaakov on Maseches Beitza. The Mishkas Yaakov says, there are two types of dinim derabanan. Some of them have the reason formulated in the din itself, and some of them do not. What's the difference? Meaning, and if the reason is formulated in the din itself, so once the din doesn't apply, once the reason doesn't apply, the din falls away. And if the reason is not built into the din, so then if the reason doesn't apply, then the din still applies. L'may nafkamina, so Rav Shechter likes to quote this Koheles Yaakov on Maseches Beitza, and he says it depends whether the din is up against the mitzvah d'oraisa. If the din is going against the mitzvah d'oraisa, so then the rabbanon have to put the reason in because of the counter pressure. And memela, once there's no reason, the din falls away, so the din d'oraisa could kick in. Masha'enkin, if it's not going against the din d'oraisa, so then you have flexibility. And even if the reason might not apply, the din applies. So ksubis banin dichrin is going against the din d'oraisa of Yerusha. Regular laws of Yerusha are being overturned because of this. The woman should give it to the son, it's not the husband. So because of that, it has to be built in. That's why Rabbi Matthias Yogon says, if the reason doesn't apply, they're giving anyway, so the halacha shouldn't apply as well. Right? So he explains the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, and Hilchos Shabbos wonders why we still have a Gzeira Shem Yavirenu. Why can't we blow shofar on Shabbos? The whole Gzeira, you might come carry him, Shizar Rabim, but most of our communities aren't a Rosh Hashanah Rabim Daraisa anyway. Most of them are Rosh Hashanah Rabim Darabanans. So why don't you say we blow shofar? So again, the question is, but what do you mean we don't have a Bezdin? Even if the reason doesn't apply, how could you say the din will change? The answer is because that's going against the mitzvah, Tkiya Shofar Daraisa. Right, so whenever it's going against, that's why you have flexibility. Vita. Oh, there's a lot of other examples, but not for now. Why do the Rabbanan mitakin that? Because she quotes Adam, the yift of Labito Kibino, so that a person gives to his daughter a lot of money going into a marriage. That's beferish. Right? Do you ever have an example where the Torah says that the sons of Yarsh, not the daughters? Falser Rabbanan mitakini de Tabers Barsa. And the Rabbana came along and said, switched it? So the answer is, Hanami Daraisahu. No, this is also Daraisa. So the Gemara calls it Daraisa and then quotes a pasuk in Navi. Interesting. Dichsiv, kichu nashim, vaholidu banim, ubanos, take wives and have children, ukichu lebnechem nashim, and take wives for your sons, vesbenosechem tnula nashim, and give your daughters to men. So it sounds like everything's in your control. Ask the Gemara. Bishlama banim biyade kaimi. Find your sons, help them take daughters. It's the man that chooses, basically. Elabante mi kaimin biyade. But your daughters give to men? Is that in your control? To give your daughters to men? The men have to decide if they're going to go out with them, if they're going to choose. So Gemara says, yeah, hakamashvan, this is what it's referring to. The nilbashe, v'nichse, v'nesiv, lamidi, give your daughters everything that they need financially, keichi dekafsi alei vasunasila, so that there'll be a lot of suitors, people would want to go out with them. So that's how it is somewhat in your control. Ad kama, how much should you give for a dowry, abaya bravadami shravayu, ad, up till the iser nichsi, a tenth. Up until the tenth. Isur Nechasin, that's the shear. Period. The Ema Da'av Leros Da'bal Lo Leros. So now, we are continuing. Maybe, you know what? Maybe let's stop here. We'll start with this tomorrow. I want to talk a little bit about the next line. So we'll stop here by Ve'ema, and then Beth Hashem will continue tomorrow. Haggadah Shear is up. Haggadah Shear is up on the OU website. Feel free to listen and enjoy. Okay, we'll stop here.